Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
A couple of preachers said that they must be compromising the word. These are our people. Because the church is growing, so there must be something. Maybe they loosen their standards or something. They're doing something that we're not doing. Oh, well, obviously, but you know, with the other, now me and Eddie's gonna talk a little bit. He's the only one talking to me.
Sorry. Okay.
No, but you know what I'm saying? And it's that thing of jealousy and animosity. We ain't doing nothing any different than anybody. I say we are, but we're not. We're still preaching the word of God. Still sending out missionaries. We're not doing anything different than we have. I've really got off my subject this morning. But you understand, on the other part, there are guys that are in small churches. I'm talking 20, 30. And they're preaching God's word. And when we were at ladies' meet, I went to a ladies' meeting years ago, and never forget. The thing was, you bloom where you're planted. And that's the thought. You bloom where you're planted. God has put you where there's a big church or a small church. God's placed you there, so you bloom there, whether it's 20 people or 200 people or 2,000 people. There should be no animosity and jealousy among the folk. And that's, I could see that relationship between Paul and the rest of them. You sure saw it from Paul. When he talked about Timothy, when he talked about Apollos and all, all on the same page, and how I got on that one, y'all have to forget me. But anyway, also have one other note. Apollos, in verse number 26 in Acts chapter 18, it says that Apollos was bold and not ashamed to proclaim the word of God. That was that fervent spirit. And verse number 27 in Acts 18, Apollos was a great help to the people of God. So Apollos had a lot of great attributes, and I didn't go into his one little all right, let me go back to 18, and then we'll finish. My ADD or whatever has really kicked in big time this morning. Acts 18. Can you put that back? Okay, Greg goes up there. Verse number 25. This man being instructed in the way of the Lord, Apollos, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Verse number 26. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard. You remember Aquila and Priscilla? Who were they? A man and a wife who were disciples of Paul the Apostle. Paul won them to the Lord, and Paul taught the man and wife. And obviously they had went back to have so much here. But when Aquila and Priscilla heard the apostle or Apollos preaching, he was eloquent, he was on fire, he was fervent, but there was something wrong with some of his doctrine. Apollos, unto them, Aquila and Priscilla did, lovingly, and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Apollos, you're right on everything except this one little thing. You need to get this straightened up in your doctrine, your teaching. And then it goes on about when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, talking about the baptism. Am I doing this right? Yeah. Anyway, you see, and it talks about the baptism of John and all that, and Paul come through and he baptized, or somebody comes through, who was that baptizing them? Later on, but anyway, proper scriptural baptism. Let me get to verse number 13. I love this. Watch ye. He's closing the letter. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men and be strong. I remember I preached at a men's retreat a couple years ago at the youth camp in Groveland. And I preached this verse, quit ye like men. The word quit, ye like men, the old King James word, it literally means to act. A-C-T, act like men. Amen. We have men today, who don't act like men. You know what I'm talking about. And I ain't talking about men, oh, bless God, that kind of thing. No, I'm talking about men who love and care for their family and head of their household and their children. They love and... That awful thing that happened the other night. Remember that crazy guy watching Monday Night Football? You read about that? You didn't read about that? Watched Monday Night Football, and he was watching Sam with the football game, and his wife wanted to turn the channel. He got mad, and he shot and killed her. Then the 13-year-old daughter went and shot her in the head. She survived, praise God. And then he went to Lake Wells and shot himself. Y'all heard about that? Yeah. It's a good thing I shouldn't have said anything now. You ruined you. People are crazy. They've lost their ever-loving mind. By the way, that's what drug and alcohol do to you. Okay. Paul said you act like men. Quit you. The word watch means to stay alert, awake. As soldiers in the army, don't sleep on the job. Stand fast. Hold your position. Don't give any place, any ground to the devil, and don't back up when the enemy comes. Watch ye. Stand fast. I love this. Quit ye like men. Act like a man should act. Amen. I got to move on, but you get the point. I have a note in here. There's a great problem with that today. Be brave. Men have become wimps, even to the point of becoming feminine. And then it says, be strong. We do not become strong by our own ability. This does not come from us. It comes from God. Only comes from Him. Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Without Him, we can do nothing. But He does say this, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, and be strong. If we need anything more than anything else, ladies, we need strong ladies who are faithful ladies who love their husbands. Let me say this, an advertisement, and I quit. In 2 weeks, we're going to start a marriage class. We've been married almost 40 years, and Danny has to teach a marriage class at school. We're going to do it right here. And if you'd like to come, they're going to advertise it. If you'd like to be a part of that, you're welcome to come and sit in the class here, wherever that is. And you need to come. Well, anyway, this is, I got to quit. Do you know what's more important than being a faithful church member? Being faithful to your family. Because if you're not faithful to your family, you sure ain't going to be faithful to church. You get on? So we're going to major on that. In the thing. Anyway, let me go on. Verse number 14, let all things be done with charity. Everything that you do, day by day, even the instructions that are given, we do it in love. Everything that we do, we do it in love and in charity. May we be busy for the Lord. And everything that we do it in love. You know what attracts people? Love. All these commandments, they're important. But if it's not in love, you lose them. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for the morning, or for your word and for things that we learn, and Lord, may it not just be a head knowledge, but apply to our life. Lord, that we just don't simply obey, but show that love and kindness to others. Lord, and share the gospel. Lord, bless this morning. Lord, that you be pleased with our worship. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.